Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
That person is gone. But yet we celebrate stories in the Bible that God says, no, they're not dead, they're just sleeping. See, when you get into this realm, when you start talking like a kingdom citizen, where there is no death, you appear to be radical, and it should be normal. In other countries, other nations, people are being raised from the dead. It's no miracle to them. This is just faith. They used to line the dead bodies up in the room in these crusades, and people were being raised from the dead. They didn't bring the bad people to the grave. They took them to the crusade. Ron R. Bunky, read his story. Dead men being raised alive. Heal the sick. Okay. Well, it's a part of your great commission. We always talking about go preach the gospel, and we stop there because that's all we believe. Is it part of the Great Commission? It has something to do with raising dead from? Don't talk about that because, you know, we don't believe that. Now. Come on now. It's that time. The Lord called them home. And God said, it's not my will, it's your choice. Whose report are you going to believe? Do you believe heaven rules? Or earth rules over heaven? Because I got too much evidence in this Bible of raising dead folk. No. I determine death and life. But my power is still up to your choice. It's the power of choice. Oh, you preaching a radical gospel. Now we're going to be running around. I say, we could if we believed it. Jesus messed up every funeral he ran into. But he was Jesus. No, he was God. He was the Son of Man when he did that. He was not the Son of God when he did that. He was the Son of Man. He did that in the same suit you got on now, earth suit. He said, believe in me and the works that I do. I already hit a wall in there already. Because if we let by this something, we're going to see, like Martha says, oh, yeah, we'll know in that great day. He said, hold up, I am the resurrection. I know, yeah, we're all going to get up on that great day. That's where their faith is at, because you ain't getting up before then. And I pray none of y'all around me if I go early. Well, he was a good man. We appreciate it. Hold on, brother. This is a test for somebody. Hey, try at least. And see if I be. I said, oh, no, God, get me the right company. Now, myself, personally. And it's not to be boastful. Two men God allowed me to raise from the dead. Two people on earth that died. And God allowed me to raise them from the dead. He used me to do that because I believed. I didn't just pray for them to get better. I prayed for them to come back to life. Too many testimonies of people who have gone, who have died, and they said, you called me back because the power of life and death was in your mouth. Instead of closing everybody eyes, speak a word. Like you a mortician. You coming in closing eyes. Hold up, who is you? You ain't got no license. Get your hand out of my. I wish I could. I'm asking that person inside. I'm looking at me. Get your hand. Can you pray? will get to heaven and tell you off. He said, you know, how you made it? Yeah, you was at the hospital when I was in the hospital. I had 23 more years left for you come. He come in the room like he the surgeon. What you ain't even Catholic. You know, y'all get deep. Ain't even no Catholic. This dude is just wrong up in. They do it just like I'm doing. I'm wrong. I done touched 8 points on a four-sided cross. They said to believe that he's able. That God can do all things but fail. Okay, I know. Let me go. I got 3 minutes. Hallelujah. We're back to this place called revival. It's when God returns to his people and his manifest presence is now experienced. He is no longer a theology or a theory. You don't have to explain it when revival shows up. When the Bible says when shallow comes. He brings life back to anything. They talk about in the natural when a town that may have been dilapidated or run down, and then someone comes in and refurbishes. They say a revival came. We talk about different genres of theater and art. They had a revival. That means that thing was dead. Nobody did it no more. And a revival. They brought life. It didn't bring life back to them. They had to bring life back to it. And this is the case when God returns. He said, when you return unto me. See, it may look like you're returning to God, but it ain't that. He said, when you return to me, I will return unto you. When you, as we stated earlier, when you make God your priority again, when he sees you're serious about me now, I don't know where Jehoshaphat was in his life. I don't know what was going on. I know that he got into some corrupt things as a king, did some things that God told his kings not to do. But glory to God, he came to himself. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. He returned back to himself. That's when revival starts. It is not revival. It just begins when you come to yourself. When you in a prodigal state, you done wasted your living. That's what a prodigal means, wasted. When you have wasted time, you should have been ministering a long time ago. You should have been in the church a long time. I'm talking to somebody who's a prodigal. Well, all I mean is you've been wasting time. We've been in a pandemic now a year and a half, and you ain't cracked the church door yet. You keep promising God you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and you're sitting home right now wasting time. See, when you lean to your own understanding, you have made your idea bigger than God. You have egoed or edged God out. But when you come to yourself and turn back to him, hallelujah, shallow's coming. See, all God wants, like the prodigal son in the book of Luke, he's just waiting for you to turn. He's just waiting for you to repent. That's all, that's all. You can't get back to God. It's impossible for you to get back to God. The expanse naturally is too big. Spiritually, it's unthinkable. But it's the only way revival can happen. He says, I got to come back to you. Hallelujah, restore unto me the years the canker worm, the power worm, the caterpillar, and the locust have taken. God said, I just need you to acknowledge me again, to let me know that you know I'm in control. That's all Jehoshaphat did. Like the prodigal son, he said he came to himself and said, I'm returning. I'm about to go back to my father's house. Hold on, I thought this world can offer me something, but this is what the world gonna end up. You're going to end up in a pig's pen. You're going to end up, God, in a crisis. That boy was in a crisis. A man was about to eat slop. When you're about to settle for whatever the world gives you, you are eating slop. If you take the world's outcome, that's a bunch of mess. The devil is
is a liar. My servants, the angels are better than this. I will return to my father's house.
There are many mansions there. Hallelujah. I'm going back to where I was healed. I'm going back to the place where I was delivered. I'm going back to a place where I can be set free. Stop trying to judge a building. You better get back to your God. I got to go home. Tell your neighbor, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I'm on my way home. On my way home. On my way home. On my way home. I'm on my way home. On my way home. Revival begins there. It's initiated there. But the Bible says something about in Luke, about that parable, Luke 15, that parable of the prodigal son. The Bible said when he changed his mind, Bianca, and just said, I'm ready to get it together. The Bible says, and his father saw him. Y'all better hear me, America. All you got to do is just want him back. All you got to do is want God to come into your crisis. And his father, no longer you looking that way, he looking this way. But the moment you swing your head in the right direction, the moment when you get your head out the mud and start looking back up to the hills, which cometh your help, you ain't gonna get no help from your homeboy. You ain't gonna get no help from science. You ain't gonna get no help from the medical industry. You ain't gonna get no help from the banking industry. All of these crises that we're going through right now, you better swing your head back up to glory. And the moment you start looking at it,
look at you.
He said, Jehoshaphat told him. He said, I have no might. I don't know what you're dealing with today. I'm done. I have no might against this army that cometh against me. But my eyes are on you. Hallelujah. He said, not by he said, I'm up on the staircase to heaven. No, he said, but my eyes are on you. You got my full attention. I don't know how long it's going to take for the church to give God their full attention. Hallelujah. You can't tell me you got your God's foot and you still upset and you still offended. No, they got your attention. You still mad at people. That means God ain't got, ain't no way in the world you looking at God and mad at people. I ain't mad at none. I'm trying to get a revival. Attending to the Lord without distraction. Got time for that, Doc. I'm focused now. If I ain't got no peace about it, I ain't doing it in this season. Not in this season. I know people say, well, Pastor, you should make people. I'm not going to make nobody do nothing in this season. You're going to have to choose yourself. But I got my eyes on him. I got my eyes grailing on the prize. There's something that's coming to this place. There's something that's going to hit Douglasville, Georgia. I know it's going crazy all around us. I'm not judging nobody by their sexual orientation or all that stuff. See, people want to get you distracted with that. Baby, I'm loving everybody. I love you, baby. But I got my eyes on Jesus. I ain't mad at you. Don't be mad at me because I'm going for heaven right now. Heaven is my goal right now. If you're right, okay, amen. That's what the prophet told him. If your God is God, amen, we go. You go with him. But if my God is God, we'll see after a while. But right now, my eyes are upon you. And the moment Jehoshaphat got his eyes back on God. Oh, let me just read what he says. He said, I'm closing now. And he says, Lord, he says, but our God, who just drive out the inhabitants, he reminded God. He said, I ain't praying about nothing you ain't already did. I like that treason. I like that babe. He said, see, y'all praying down. You think y'all the first one in a pandemic. Y'all think we the first nation to ever go through something like that. He said, hold on, God. Can I bring your resume up? Can I bring back your resume? Because I'm praying to the right one. I'm not praying to a God that's a new trouble he got to figure out. Baby, what's under the sun has already been done. Baby, he said, hold up. Ain't you the same God that did it for my forefather Abraham?
hallelujah, thy friend forever, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name. If when evil cometh against us, the sword of judgment or pestilence, come on, plague, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house. You got a responsibility to us, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Glory to God, because of the promise you made our forefathers in the past, what you told us in your word. When we cry unto you, you told us, if my people who are called, I feel like taking my coat off and preaching, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. You wrote that, you told them to write that down in that old book, just a few chapters earlier, in that seventh chapter, I read the book, God. You said if we call upon your name, you said you'll hear from heaven and help. Hallelujah. You'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive their sins and you'll heal the land. That's called help. Tell him that's help. God's kind of help is he'll hear, forgive, and heal. See, you think help is getting you a new car and getting you a new house. That comes down the road, baby. The help you need right now, you need to get your life together. Honey, we want to try to get everybody a car, but we don't want to get nobody no help. Baby, you need to get saved. The help you need is to get your life right. Don't tell them about why they should behave. No, baby, get saved. When you get saved, God will show up. He said, I'm going to hear and I'm going to help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade. These are the same folk that you made me be nice. You ever been nice to somebody and they come back and be nasty to you? Nice, nasty, nice, nasty. You ever been nice to people and them the main ones to try to kill you? Nice, nasty, nice, nasty. Now, God, why you let me just kill them when I had a chance? But glory to God, because I didn't need you to get favor with them. I let you let them go so you could get favor with me. Because when a man ways, please the Lord. He let you do that so he can do this for you. Oh, because you extended them mercy. That just your down payment on your mercy. Tell him to throw some seed at it. Throw some seed at it. That's all I was doing. I've been throwing some seed at it. You want to get a blessing? He said, you want a friend? Throw some seed at it. Be friendly. You want some mercy? Just throw some mercy seed at it. Hallelujah. Cancel. You want your debt canceled? Throw some seed at it. Somebody. He said, behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given to us in heaven. Oh God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. That's called crisis. Crisis when you overwhelm. You know you're overwhelmed when you don't know what to do. And that's what we're in this right now, in this world, in a place we don't know what to do. I don't know, Doc, did you see last night about the board, the school board, about the crisis they're going in with this new school year coming up? They don't know what to do. The DA's office, they're crying before the Board of Commissioners because we got so many thousands of people that haven't even been indicted. Murderers, killers, rapers, that if we don't get these people indicted before the set time, we're going to have to release all of these people back on the street with no charges against us. We don't know what to do. The jail said we ain't got no more room to put anybody. It's giving a license to criminals. They can't house us so we can go out and do whatever we want to do. We don't know what to do. But guess what? I know not what to do, but I know who to turn to. When you don't know what to do, you better know who to turn to. Jehoshaphat says, he says, eyes on you. And all Judah stood before the Lord and their little ones, their wives and their children. And guess who came? Guess who showed up? Guess who came to the party? He said, I was just waiting for this. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord. Revival came down from glory. He was waiting for him just to ask a question. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's yet near. Ask him me and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Yes, I was waiting for you to tag me in. I was waiting for you to call my name. What they say, Candyman, Candyman, Candyman. We believe more in Candyman than the man that can. The man that can walk on water. The man that can raise the dead. The man that can heal the blind. Hallelujah. He's my man that can. That's what we got to call the man that can.
And the Spirit of the Lord showed up in the house. And he said in verse 15, hearken, ye all Judah. I'm going to say that again because I ain't got no right response. I think they missed it, mama. Listen, hearken, ye all Judah. Okay, Lynn, you done slipped up. You done messed up. I thought you was on fire. I said, I'm going to try this one more time. Mother Jew, hearken, ye all Judah. Okay, guess I done messed the whole crowd. Whenever I say Judah, Judah mean praise. When I called y'all out, y'all should have been shouting. Yeah, Ron, I saw you back there chilling out. But see, seeing up and a few folks said Judah. I'm calling on Judah because what's going to kick this revival off? He going to call on the praisers who can bless the Lord at all times, who praises continually. I'm calling on Judah. No, he didn't say I'm calling on the tribes of Israel. What did he say, Jared? Hearken, oh ye Judah. That's the problem, Selena. The praises ain't stood up yet. The worshipers ain't stood up yet. He said, by my people, the children from beyond the rivers of Cush. This ain't about race. This ain't about ethnicity. This is about the will of God. He says, in the last days, my people from beyond the rivers of Cush are going to come and bring me a praise. And that people are going to usher in the presence of God. Oh, Cush is in Ethiopia. Well, you can denote or conclude from what I'm talking about. Woe these people are. These some crazy worshipers. These some folk that don't know what and how to stop praising him. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. Jesus. These folks, he says, I'm calling. Everybody gonna get this message. Everybody gonna pick this up. I want all the church to get it, but everybody ain't gonna pick it up in the church. He said, but Judah, hear me. I don't need nothing but Judah. Whenever God wants victory, he told Joshua, he said, Joshua, get the tribe of Judah. He said, call Judah. I preached that a long time ago. He said, call Judah. Because we finna go bring the walls of Jericho down. He told specifically to one tribe or not. He said, call Judah. Because I need some folk who know how to shout. I know folk want to make you feel bad when you shout in church. But it was God who called on Judah. And I heard in my Bible that Jesus was a descendant of the tribe of Judah. And I wish I had about three of them relatives who are in this piece tonight, who when they hear the voice of God, they begin to cry out loud and spare not and strengthen states. God, I hear you. I hear you, God. He said, Judah. And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem and thy king Jehoshaphat, I got a word for you today. Thus saith the Lord unto you, because you acknowledge that God
rules the earth, because you acknowledge that I am faithful to my word, because you acknowledge that I keep my promises. Oh, Judah, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid. I'm going to say this again to you, Jawanda. I told the Lord, said to tell you, be not afraid or dismayed. Don't be overwhelmed by what you're looking at right now. Don't let what you see fool you, because you put your faith on the seat of your life. Don't let what you see going on make you get disheartened. He said, be not dismayed, because I'm about to give you a 2015 blessing. He said, by reason of this great multitude, because the battle is not yours. I ain't got to cure COVID. I ain't got to stop gang violence. I ain't got to stop murderous people, because the battle, Jeanette, is not yours. I ain't got to heal my body. I ain't got to take care of my family. God, he said, I take it over. I'm about to take over. There's about to be a takeover. I hear Judah. God said, there's about to be a takeover. He wants the world to know I'm about to take over, because I don't need but a few of y'all who are called by my name, who are just beginning to call on my name. If you begin to call on my name, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout heaven rules. Somebody shout heaven rules. Don't let the devil make you fool the heaven rules. God is in control, and all you got to do is return to him, and he will revive thee. He will give you life. He will win the fight for you. Earth, your trouble, your crisis never has the final word. I told the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 43 and 25, he said, put me in remembrance of these things and let us plead together. God, you forgot to know. I just want to make sure you did. I know who I am. But do you? I know that your creator and maker is God. Do you? I know that your times are in my hands. Do you? I know I am your healer, who heals all your diseases. Do you? I know I'm your Jehovah Jireh, the one who hath provided for you. Do you? Is your crisis just a friendly reminder that you need to go check with the boss? Is your crisis evidence that he's not there? I said, is it evidence that he's not there? Last time I checked, Bernard, he said, in my presence, there's fullness of joy. And at my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Is it so long as we walk with God, you don't have no trouble? I said, didn't say that. But when I'm there, you have peace in the midst of your trouble. There are a lot of believers who are in the same pandemic that others are in and ain't complained yet. Going through the same fight. They raised on the just and the unjust. I ain't seen them believers complain yet. Yes, their hearts are broken. Yes, they're discomforted.
But ask them, do you have peace? Hold on, I just want to know what your peace look like. Because he's not the author of confusion, but he's the God of peace. In a fire. Dancing. Loosed. But in a fire. But there was a fourth man there too. Because he's over the fire. He's over the fire. They got fired and became the fire's boss. Because the Lord was with them. In prison. In Potiphar's house. But he was a prosperous man. Genesis 39 says. Why? He was in all of that. But the Lord was with him. And when the Lord's with you, the battle belongs to him. You don't hear me? You don't have to fight no sickness. He already fought it. And got it in his trophy case. Jesus rules. I hear them kids say, Jesus rocks. Pop rocks. Jesus rules. Great, that's a good t-shirt right there. Pop rocks. Jesus rules. You're working. I see you working. I see you working. 20%, that's all I want. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We give you praise tonight, God.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.